Chapter 15. Meta at the desk. If you do information work for a living, programming, writing, research, design, modern knowledge work of nearly any kind, you spend most of your day in front of a screen, alone, processing symbols. Your body barely moves. Your face barely changes. Your emotional range often compresses to a narrow band. Mild frustration when something breaks, mild satisfaction when something works, hours of nothing in between. This is one of the more underestimated stressors of contemporary life. The default emotional state of information work is neutral, and neutral all day is not actually neutral. It is a slow, low-grade depressive condition that the body absorbs without complaint until the symptoms appear elsewhere. The nervous system needs to feel things to stay well. A working day in which the most intense emotion you experience is mild irritation at a stale build is a day that leaves a mark. Meta is, among other things, an exceptional intervention for exactly this problem. And it fits unusually well into the natural rhythm of computer work, which is full of small pauses you can use without losing any productive time. Why mindfulness alone often isn't enough here? The dominant contemplative practice in tech and knowledge work culture is mindfulness, present moment attention training, usually anchored on the breath. It is genuinely useful. It reduces reactivity, calms rumination, helps with focus, and protects against the stress spirals knowledge work generates. The science supports it. But there's a subtle problem for information workers specifically. Your job already involves sustained attention. You've been training your attention for a living, 8 or more hours a day, for years. The marginal benefit of more attention training, on top of all that, is small. Mindfulness brings you to a calmer, more even-keeled baseline, but it doesn't actively elevate your emotional state. You leave the cushion neutral. You return to a workday that is also neutral. Net result, a slightly calmer version of the same low-effect day. Meta is structurally different. Loving-kindness practice doesn't aim at neutral. It aims at warm. The contemplative science evidence is consistent on this. The Klimeki and Singer studies cited in Chapter 4 show that compassion training engages an affiliation and reward network in the brain that mindfulness alone does not. Fredrickson's Open Hearts Build Lives showed that LKM produced lasting daily increases in positive emotion. The Galanti 2014 and Zung 2015 meta-analyses confirmed the effect across studies. Where mindfulness gives you a calmer baseline, meta gives you a warmer baseline, and a warmer baseline is what knowledge workers, with their already overtrained attention and emotionally compressed days, are missing. This is not an argument against mindfulness. Use it too if you find it valuable. But if you've been meditating daily and wondering why your mood hasn't lifted much, the answer is probably that you've been training the wrong muscle. The one that needs more representatives is the warmth muscle. The hidden generosity of computer work. Programming and modern information work have a feature that is, surprisingly, ideal for meta practice. They are full of forced pauses. The build is running. 30 seconds to 2 minutes. The tests are running. Variable. The AI is generating tokens. 5 to 60 seconds. The search query is loading. The deploy is in progress. The page is loading. The colleague is typing back in chat. You finished a task and the next one isn't queued yet. You hit the natural end of a section in the docs and your eyes need a beat. These pauses are usually filled with low-quality activity, doom-scrolling, refreshing the same Slack channel, checking news for the third time in 20 minutes, answering a half-baked email. They are tiny, frequent, and almost universally wasted. Each of them is also, structurally, a perfect opportunity for a 30-second reset. You're already at your desk. You're already not doing anything else. You don't need to find time for the practice. The practice fits in time you were already going to lose. A programmer who routes 10 of those pauses a day toward metta is doing something quietly remarkable. 10 warm effect injections, distributed across the workday, with zero extra time spent. After a few weeks, the cumulative effect on mood is hard to ignore. After a few months, the day feels different from the inside. The practice, at the desk. Here is what this looks like in actual use. Compile time, AI generation time, test runs. When you hit run and have to wait, instead of opening a new tab, do one breath of warmth. Bring your anchor, your dog, your child, your benefactor, to mind. Feel a small wash of warm affection. Radiate it outward for a few seconds. The build finishes, the response comes back, you carry on with the next thing. Total cost, 0 seconds. Total benefit, real, and it compounds. Between tasks. When you finish a unit of work and haven't picked the next one yet, take 5 seconds to wish the user of the thing you just built well. Most code is written for someone, an actual human who will use the feature, read the document, see the design. A brief moment of warmth aimed in their direction is a remarkable shift in your relationship to the work. It tends to make the next task feel less mechanical and the day less like a treadmill. Mid-frustration. When you've been debugging for 2 hours and want to throw the laptop, the fastest path back to functioning is not try harder. It is self-meta, a few seconds of warmth toward yourself in the middle of the difficulty. May I be at ease? May I find this? May I be patient with myself? Then back to the work. Most of the time, the frustration releases enough that the bug appears within the next 10 or 20 minutes. On the colleague who's hard to work with. The shortest version of the difficult person practice from Chapter 9 is your friend here. Before joining the call, before opening the comment thread, briefly, may they be at peace. May we work this out without harm. You're not pretending the difficulty isn't real. You're refusing to bring your worst version of yourself into the meeting. This single move is, in my experience, the single largest determinant of how a hard collaboration goes. End of the workday. A brief meta reset before you close the laptop is a clean way to seal the work life off from the rest of your life. It blocks the rumination tail from following you into evening. 2 minutes is enough to mark the transition. Emotionally, it is the equivalent of changing out of work clothes. Why this actually helps the work? 2 well-evidenced findings point in the same direction. Positive effect broadens cognition. Fredrickson's Broaden and Build framework, summarized in Chapter 4, shows that positive emotion expands the range of thoughts and actions available to the mind, increases creativity, and improves problem-solving. For knowledge workers, whose entire job is finding non-obvious solutions, this is not a wellness perk. It is a productivity intervention with measurable effects on the quality of the work itself. A warm programmer notices possibilities a flat one misses. Meta produces durable increases in positive effect. This is exactly what the LKM literature shows, repeatedly. The Fredrickson 2008 trial, the Galanti 2014 and Zung 2015 meta-analyses, the Koch and Fredrickson studies on vagal tone and social connection, they converge on the same finding. Practice loving kindness, feel better more often, function better in life and at work. In short, a warm programmer is a better programmer. A warm writer writes better. A warm researcher sees more options. A warm designer makes more humane decisions. The argument here isn't only that meta makes information work less depressing, though it does, reliably. It's also that meta makes you better at the work, by elevating the emotional baseline that the work is being performed from. A note on tedium. Information work is full of tedium. Reviewing pull requests, filling out tickets, answering the same kind of email for the fifth time, writing yet another deck. The temptation is to push through with grit and stimulants, coffee, caffeine, a faster pace. A better long-run strategy is to suffuse the tedious work with warmth. Wish the person whose code you're reviewing well. Wish the user well. Wish yourself well, doing this small careful thing. The work doesn't get easier, but it stops feeling like a slow drain. Tedium plus warmth is workable indefinitely. Tedium plus neutrality is, over months, depressing. A practical setup. If you want to commit to this, pick three reliable cues that already exist in your workday: the build, the AI prompt, the loading screen, and decide those are now meta cues. Every time one happens, you do a 30-second reset. Pin a tiny photo or symbol of your anchor somewhere in your workspace, background, sticker on the laptop, post it. The visual association makes the cue easier to remember. End each workday with a brief meta reset before closing the laptop. A week in, you'll notice you're less drained at the end of the day. A month in, your mood baseline will be visibly different. Your work will not have suffered, most likely it will have improved. And the practice will have entered the bloodstream of your professional life, which for most modern people is the bulk of their waking hours, which is most of the place meta needs to be if it is to actually change the texture of how a life feels from the inside.